We are in Simen Kuf Nun Tes and Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. We're up to Sif Hei. So we had learned the halacha that a keli that cannot sit on its own, a keli that's broken and you've got to support it, and if you just let it sit on its own, it's going to tip over and will not hold a revius, is not a kosher keli for Netilas Yadayim. Says the Mechaber now in Sif Hei, keli shetchilas tikun okach, a keli that's made this way, she'en yochel lamad below smicha, that it is meant to be supported. It was never meant to be used to sit on its own. Its normal use is only by way of supporting it. Choshev shaper keli, that is considered a real keli for Netilas Yadayim, meaning that it says that a keli that cannot support itself is not good is talking about a broken keli. The keli was meant to sit on its own, but broke, so it can't. But now we're dealing with a keli that was made in a way that you have to support it or it leans on something else, and that's the way it's used. So that is considered a keli. Lefikach, consequently, keli shehu mole nekovim mitachtov. There's an interesting kind of keli. We're talking about a keli that's something like a shower head, except that it's a shower head with a hole on top and a bunch of small holes on the bottom of it. Upiv tsar lamala. It is narrower on top. Ukshemeniach adam etzbo alav eina mayim yotzim. What happens is when you put your finger on top, you seal the air intake, so you've created a vacuum that is not going to allow the water to come out. And as soon as you let go, the water comes out of there. Ukshemesiro, and when you move your finger off it, hamayim yotzim. Then the water comes out. Muter litol mimenu. You're allowed to wash the Netilas Yadayim from that. So again, what we're talking about is like a shower head, which is wide on the bottom, full of small holes, has one hole on top the size of a finger. You hold your finger to it on top. That prevents the water from coming out of it. You let go, and then the water comes out. It is considered a kosher keli. Afal pi sheino machzik klum, even though this keli cannot really hold a revius on its own, Kevan shasu lekabola binyan zeh, since this keli is meant to hold a revius by way of keeping your finger on top, v'zeh ikar tashmisho, this is the principal way of using the particular kli, nikra keli, it is a kosher keli for Netilas Yadayim. Says the Rama now, hago v'chol shkein, kli shiesh po varza lamata, a keli that has a spout on the bottom, a tap. Since it is made that way, it is a kosher keli. So, for example, if you're talking about one of these big urns that holds lots of water, but it's got a spout, it's got a tap on the bottom, and what you do is you turn it in order to open it or close it, that is considered a kosher keli because its normal use is that way. Even though when it's open, it cannot hold water, but it's meant to be closed and open when you want the water to come out. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is medayik from the Lashon of the Mechaber that even if this keli has a big hole on the bottom where without your finger all the water is going to come gushing out, it is still considered a keli. That's why in the case of the tap, since it's made to be used that way, even though when it's open, all the water is going to come out immediately. Nevertheless, since it's normally meant to be closed, and here too, it's meant to be used in a way where you put your finger on it. That's kosher. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rambam Shita is that it's dafka gotta be that it's got small holes so that even when you let go, the water doesn't escape very quickly. The water will trickle out. Now the Bir Halacha, the Maskana of the Bir Halacha is that you should be machmir, meaning if it's really something like a shower head where all the water will come out in a matter of a second or two, there you should be machmir and not consider it a kli for Netilas Yadayim. Now, in the case of a keli that has some kind of spout. Now, there are different kinds of spouts. A spout that's not covered and a spout that is covered. So the first thing is you're talking about something it's like a kind of a teapot, and what it's got is on the side of it, it's got a hole. And then, like a half pipe coming out of it. You know, just a little round thing that comes out. It means it's totally open on top, and the bottom has this little round thing, and the water can come out of it. So there the halacha is that the it depends. If the if this is on a lower part of the keli, you would have to wash dafka through where the spout is, because above that point it couldn't possibly hold the revias, all the water would come out of it. If you'd have some kind of spout protruding above the level of the keli, and on the contrary, you would have to wash from the keli itself. Now, in the case of, and if they're on the same level, then you can wash from either one of them. I mean, if it doesn't dip down a little bit, then you could wash either from the spout or the top, as long as they're really level, because there it can hold water all the way till the top. In the case of a spout, like a watering can that has a spout that's covered on all sides, so the Mishnah Berurah brings that the mashmas of the Magen Avraham is that it has a shem kli even up there, because you're meant to tilt the keli, and at that point you can use the spout, even though when the keli is sitting flat, the spout will never be able to fill with water, because once you reach the top of the watering can, the water is going to come out of it. Nevertheless, since the spout is covered from all sides, and when you hold it down, what happens is that the water actually goes into the spout, you could wash using the spout. In the case, the mechaber here is differentiating between the halacha he taught us previously, where a keli broke and it can't sit on its own, and there we say it's not a kosher keli, and here he's talking about a keli that never broke but was made to be used this way. How about a keli that got a hole in it, and you went ahead and made a spout where the hole is? The Mishnah Berurah considers that like a new making of the keli, and it's considered as if its original intended purpose was to have the spout, and it is considered kosher, and you can use that for netilas yadayim. What happens if where you made the spout, there's still water trickling out of it? So that's batal mitoras keli, it's considered a broken keli, and you couldn't wash from it. Now, obviously, we're talking about in all of these cases, that if you... if you're using some kind of keli, it's got to hold a revius, and that you're able to wash your entire hand the way you're supposed to.